Hello, world. This is the Iron Level podcast. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. This is a football television podcast. It's our first from television. My name is Caleb Chase. What is up, man? How's it going?
Doing good, bro. What about you?
Doing great. I recorded my non-spoiler review to Challengers earlier. It's already available everywhere on all the platforms. It was a pretty short review. But didn't want to spoil it because it literally just came out today. But yeah, Chase, I want to get into Shogun, X-Men 97, and then you watched Poor Things finally. So I want to hear what you think
Yeah.
about that. But first, we'll start off with the Shogun. Chase, what did you think of the season finale? And overall, what did you think of the show, period?
So the season finale definitely capped it off on like a somewhat high note. Like it was fucked up. We lost like the second main character, Mariko. She died in the previous episode with the explosion cliffhanger that we had in episode 9. And yeah, this episode we had her funeral and we got to see Anjin confront I guess some of his own demons. He was in like a little coma for a few days after the explosion happened. He was further away from it, so he didn't die. But fucking, he had this whole like little dream where he's older and he's got grandkids, and they're asking him about his fucking samurai swords and just like, did you really get that from a savage, grandpa? Like, his ass was really going through it to start the episode, bro. I damn near thought it was a fucking like time skip, and I'm like, what the fuck? Are they really finna do this to us? But yeah, nah, this man wakes up and Mariko was buried like a day or two before that. And we just kind of get back into the nitty-gritty of things. And Lord Taro Naga, I did not like view him as a villain, but after this episode, yeah, he's definitely an op. Like, he kind of set up that whole situation to get where Mariko ended up dying. But, like, this was a man who was supposed to bow to a motherfucker he didn't respect or commit seppuku, like, slit his own gut type shit. And he said he was going to submit and do that shit. Sort of finessed his way, finagled his way out of it, and extended the period a little bit. But in the midst of that, they all got captured, and that's where Marco gets killed. And yeah, this man kind of put all that together. He had a line where he was talking to Yoshinaga, one of Anjin's like right-hand dudes, like the only other friend he's got besides Mariko, she just died. He's telling him before he kills him, like, why send an army when I could send one woman? And like her death got all the other council elders to like basically fuck with him. And yeah, that's kind of where we leave off. Anjin doesn't know about this, the white guy. Lord Torunaga says he'll probably tell him one day. But yeah, as the episode ends, like he's none the wiser, and he's still gonna help this man and help him build a fleet of ships now. So season two's looking like it's gonna be rocking. Can't wait. And yeah.
Is season two happening? Is that a for sure thing? I didn't know there was season
I
two.
haven't seen anything about it, but just the way it ends, it leads me to believe that this story will continue.
Okay.
So
Speaking of
I'm hoping they get season two.
stories continuing, X-Men 97, episode 7.
Very nice.
One thing I like about this show is that when something big happens in the previous episode, they don't immediately go to it in the next one. Like in the last episode, we get to reveal that, Xavier's still alive. But none of that is mentioned in this episode at all. It's like, it's kind of like they're like saving stuff for later on, because we know
Yeah,
the Xavier.
let it marinate a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Man, bro, I thought we already got our rogue episode, but I guess we got another one. I love this rogue episode. We got the
Yeah,
captain.
dog, this shit was
Yeah,
crazy. Rogue went rogue.
we had Steve Rogers come through. Oh man, fucking Thunderbolt Ross. We got some mentions of the Hulk. Like, yeah, I fucked with this. But yeah, Rogue went rogue. That's the rogue that I like. I don't like the rogue that's fucking around with Magneto, man. I mean, we know Magneto's not dead. We seen him at the end of this episode, but
Yeah.
yeah.
And no, I feel you on that. I didn't fuck with the version of her that was fucking with Magneto, but like, damn, she did she really need to go like all out like this?
You gotta think about it, bro. She thinks both the men she love are dead. It's like,
Yeah.
I don't blame her. It was just funny though when Thaddeus Ross sat there and told her that, this equipment, is used to take down the Hulk, and she was like, I don't care, I ain't the Hulk. She freaking put in the work. That might have been my favorite action sequence of this entire show so
Oh
far.
yeah, nah, she snapped with that shit, bro.
Yeah.
That fucking where she started like somersaulting into the fucking kick. I was like, oh God, like
Yeah.
her ass mad as hell, bro.
Yeah, Rogue turned up. Later on, we get the entire team going against, I guess it's Bolivar Trask, some type of Sentinel version of him. And
They were saying he mutated.
he kind of fucked them up. He kind of fucked them up, man. He got
Oh
it
yeah,
in.
no, that nigga was a problem, bro.
Yeah,
That
I do like that about the show, though, man. It's showing that the X-Men aren't invincible, but they can get their ass whooped too.
nigga
That was pretty cool. And then obviously, we learned that Mr. Sinister is behind all this crap.
But
Yeah.
also, who is this Bastion motherfucker?
Yeah, that's another villain from the comics. I'm not too familiar with him. I am not too familiar with him at all. But I do like that Nightcrawler he's pretty much part of the team now.
Yeah, I do like how they just inserted him in.
Yeah, he.
I'm a big fan of that because I'm a big fan of Nightcrawler, so shit.
They just threw him in there and was like, yeah, bro, you're one of us now. So hey, I fuck with it. I like Nightcrawler.
Yeah. And I like the connection him and Rogue had going on throughout the episode. Just like shit, when they were down in Mexico, she's like, oh damn, you picked the short end of the straws for adopted sisters, huh? He's like, nah, like we go through shit. Like you family regardless. I forget what exactly he said, but Nightcrawler's always been a real ass nigga to me. Like stand-up guy. In the
Yeah.
movies, in some of the movies he's been kind of an op, but yeah.
It wasn't an op in the movie. He in that White House scene, he was being mind controlled by what's his face? By a Stryker. So he was never an op.
Yeah.
It was just, he was his mind was under control for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, what'd you think about Cap? What'd you think of Captain America popping up?
Oh, that was a nice cameo. I was not expecting Cap to be in this bitch. It was funny as hell to me when fucking Rogue flung his fucking shield like
Yeah, I get that though. I like this because to me, this is like the version of Cap from the comics where he's pretty much like a cop.
Yeah.
Like the MCU Captain
This ain't
America.
the Steve Rogers from the MCU.
Yeah, this isn't that Steve. This is like the real Captain America, the one that's like a fucking cop and does everything by the book. This version this version of Cap would have been on Team Iron Man in Civil War. Let's just say that.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, this one was not a mercenary. But yeah, Chase, you think we're gonna get any more surprises, any more cameos rest of the season?
I
Any more
mean, shit, at
Avengers?
this point they've mentioned Hulk. We just had Cap. Like, yeah, I would not be surprised if we get a few other MCU heroes out here.
They
might get a Doctor Strange. I feel like he would be perfect to help out with this sinister nigga. Shit, maybe Iron Man can create some type of tech. Who knows?
They mentioned the Hulk. We've seen Captain America. They didn't mention Spider-Man, but in episode one, when you see the newspaper on the ground, it said, you know, the Daily Bugle, you know, written by Eddie Brock, and then photographs by Peter Parker. So
yeah,
maybe we'll see Spider-Man. Also, in this last episode, I don't know if you noticed, they did show a brief glimpse of a Stark Tower. So I wonder.
I did not catch that.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe we'll get some Iron Man. I don't know. But I like the way the show's going. I can't wait for season two. I mean, I'm ready to finish this season two, but to finish season one.
Yeah.
But man, when season two comes up, geez, I can't wait.
Man, they've been cooking with gas, man. I don't want to say I had pretty high expectations, but they surpassed my expectations. You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of high expectations, Chase, four things. This is an odd movie. I seen it a couple months ago. You seen it for the first time this, I guess, today or whatever. What did you think of Four Things?
Man. This was a quality film, but also a bit of a mind fuck. Like, I had heard the premise, but I wasn't expecting him to be like all mad scientist-y about it. Fuck, Green Goblin. Why am I blanking on his name? Thank you. Shit. I was not expecting him to be all mad scientist-y about it. The way he was coming, fucking the burping bubbles and shit. I watched this shit with Jake when we was down in Tennessee. And fucking, I was wondering, I asked about that like the first time it happened. He had never seen it either. And he was just like, I bet it's going to be one of those things you never get the answer to. Lo and behold, it wasn't. It was like, yeah, like you never figure out why exactly that's going on with him. But outside of that, the story itself, very, very fucked up. I knew someone was being brought back to life. I didn't know he fucking put a baby's brain into an adult woman. And like, she was just growing up like quick as hell in front of our eyes, pretty much. And it's a beautifully shot film. I love how like it goes back and forth between being black and white and in color. And the world itself is surreal as well. It's not just Willem Dafoe's character being a mad scientist, like wherever they were at in Portugal or whatever it was, like that shit looked trippy as hell. Like anywhere they went was just subtly different than what real life is like. So yeah, this was, I would say, a film, not a movie. And it was beautifully done. It was very fucked up and wild. I was not expecting a lot of what was going on. But yeah, I enjoyed this movie.
What did you think of Emma Stone? You know, you've seen Killers of the Flower Moon. You know, Emma Stone beat out Lily Gladstone for that Oscar. Do you think that was...
Yeah. No, I get it now. Because, yeah, she fucking snapped, dog. Like, the growth and progression of Bella throughout the movie was insane, dude. Like, you're a baby walking around like a fucking toddler through like half of it, but like she starts to just like figure out things about the world and just like starts to figure out what she wants and what she wants to do. Like, And yeah, it's a very dope tale. Like, yeah, I've never seen nothing like that.
Yeah, bro. They let Emma Stone. They let Emma Stone cook, bro. Like it's like one of those things. Like where Andy Reid goes to Patrick Mahomes and is like, "Hey, man, I need you to throw this thing at least 60 times this game for us to win." You know, I feel like that's what they did with Emma Stone. They were like, "Look, we need you to fucking cook. You're gonna be in damn near every scene, and you gotta win every scene." And she did. You know,
Yeah.
I don't know.
And also fucking I salute to Mark Ruffalo's character. Like he played the fuck out of his role. I was not expecting him to be kind of an op. I was not expecting him to be an op in this shit. Like that shit was wild as hell. Fucking Willem Dafoe like had her fiance like lined up and ready to go, and this motherfucker supposed to sign off on their marriage and fucking basically kidnaps her, takes her on a fucking tour of Europe and shit.
He was looking out for himself.
Yeah, nah. Big scumbag vibes. Like he was on bullshit.
Yeah,
On big shit.
the mustache. He was a prick. He was a prick.
Also, bro, it was killing me because he was steady trying to like cause a fight or something. Like steady threatening motherfuckers talking about like I will kick your fucking teeth in. And then like when he gets on that, he just would like not even tackle a motherfucker, but just like wrap around them. It's like, bro, what are you doing? Like, you even fight? Why are you so
Yeah.
why are you talking all this shit if this is how you're coming?
Don't know. Shout out to Mark Ruffalo, though. He was also nominated for this movie, but you know, he lost out to his buddy Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a good movie. It's weird. There is a lot of sex scenes in it, and like I don't know, bro. Like it's hard for me to take the sex scene serious when like you know Bella
Yeah, nah,
when like
not gonna
when.
lie to you. That shit was very, I got desensitized to it, like, shit, two or three of them in, but like the first time I was like, hey, yo, like, should I be watching this? Should this be like, why is this a movie? What is going on? Like, but yeah, as the story progresses, I'm like, okay. She's at least she's having fun. Like, hell, it's not. Yeah, that shit was wild, dog.
Yeah, for me, it wasn't even really that. For me, it was more so like, you know, like what they did to her, you know, like her having like the brain of like a 2 or 3 year old, you know. It's like obviously she's in an adult body, but she has the brain of like a baby and she's just having sex with all these people and stuff. It's like
Yeah.
this is kind of weird. This is kind of weird.
No, very weird. That's what I'm saying. Like, should this be happening? Should I be like, yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure. All right, that's Poor Things. Chase, what you been watching lately?
Shit, you were just saying Robert Downey Jr. Have you checked out the latest show he's produced? It's on HBO called The Sympathizer.
No, I've heard about it. I've not checked it out.
He also stars in it. I've watched the first episode and yeah, it's looking pretty good. I'm gonna continue to watch it and see what's to that. It basically follows a, I'm blanking on his name, but half Vietnamese, half white, or French, I believe. But yeah, main character is basically playing as a spy for both sides. And yeah, Robert Downey Jr. is his handler on the American side. And he's trying to get more information, like on what they're doing during the Vietnam War type shit. And yeah, as the war is going on, a lot of fuck shit is going on. So yeah, a lot of people close to him or in his hometown end up going through some shit by the end of the first episode. So I'm curious to see where that goes. But yeah, outside of that, just wrapped up Shogun, anime wise, what have I been watching? I got into Pokemon, like the latest iteration of it. Ash is no longer the main character. So yeah, I'm gonna continue to see where that goes. I'm watching the subbed version, like full on Japanese. I don't know why, but like Netflix has the rights to Pokemon, but they only do 12 episodes when like there's probably been like 50 episodes or something like that that have dropped over in Japan. So yeah, I'm gonna continue to barrel through that. I'm like 10, 12. I'm past the Netflix episodes. I think I'm like 15 in, maybe 20. But yeah, I'm fucking with Liko, the main character, the storyline we got going on. I love how they Ash isn't the main character anymore, but there's still a character with a Pikachu who's strong as fuck for no reason. And yeah, it's been an interesting tale. I like where they're going with things.
Yeah, I'm on season finale Ozark. That's almost done with.
Which
What else?
season?
What's that?
Which season?
Last season, fourth season.
Oh, series finale.
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, but once I'm done with
Just
this,
that season.
series, it's over. Yeah, it's done. I think next up for me is going to be Invincible. So, yeah,
Oh, true. I also need to get back into that.
we're gonna get. I haven't watched it at all, so I'm gonna just get into it. Period.
Oh, word? You still haven't started it?
I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff on my list, you know.
No, this is good. I'm gonna go back and rewatch it too with you. Let me know. Yeah, let me know when you start it.
Probably on Tuesday, something like that. I'll probably start it next Tuesday.
Okay.
But yeah, gonna watch that, and then before the next season of The Boys comes out, I'm going to watch Gen V, which you need to watch too, Chase, before The Boy comes around.
That's true. I do need to get on that one as well.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing that I've been watching. Sorry to cut you off. Fallout. Have I told you about this shit?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I'm like, I last left off on episode 6, I want to say. But yeah, shit's getting good. Shit's getting interesting inside and outside the vault. And yeah, one of the better video game adaptations we've had. I won't say it's The Last of Us. It's more comedic than Last of Us was, but also still has its moments where it gets like serious and tense. So yeah, Fallout's been a good watch.
Okay. Yeah. That's all we got for today. We'll be back next week for more X-Men 97 talk. Chase, have a great week. I'll see you next week.
You too, fam, and y'all listeners. Later. Love.